Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. There's a detour on Belgrove Road today and tomorrow this week, and then again next week on Monday and Tuesday. The road will be blocked off from Covered Bridge Road to Ore Mine. So once again, today and tomorrow, a detour on Belgrove Road from Covered Bridge Road to Ore Mine. That's today and tomorrow, and also next week on Monday and Tuesday in Salisbury. Kent residents who are thinking about their retirement have an opportunity to get questions answered during a talk at 6:30 at the Kent Memorial Library. The program, Wondering About Retirement, is tailored to get people up to speed about current enrollment options and is ideal for anybody aged 30 through 60. More information at 860-927-3761. The Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington will hold their annual open house at 7 p.m. The event will take place at the Catherine E. McDermott Auditorium. More information at 413-528-3346. Town of Salisbury, town meeting at 7:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Board of Finance in Salisbury will have a regular meeting that will commence at the end of that first meeting in Town Hall. North Canaan Board of Finance has a meeting set 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. Following discussions at recent town hall forums, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has one more town hall forum coming up. It'll be held on Thursday, May 9th, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Arbor Ridge at Brookmead, located 11 Mountain Laurel Lane in Rhinebeck. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is set for Thursday at the North Canaan Elementary School, 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Northwest Rod and Gun Club 3D archery shoots will be held beginning Saturday, May 11th at the club's property at South Canaan Road, Route 7. There will be two additional archery shoots Sunday, June 16th and Sunday, the September 15th. More information at 860-573-0334 or northwestctrodandgun.org. Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is on Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12 noon at the Highway Garage in Greenport. The Tri-State Amazing Race is scheduled to be held on Saturday, beginning at the Colonial Theater on Railroad Street in Canaan. The race, inspired by the successful TV show The Amazing Race, as a starting point at the Colonial Theater. Two-person teams will be given clues, which aims them to their first destination, where they may be challenged with a task that they must successfully perform before they're given a clue to take them to their next destination. Tasks may be either physical or mental. Not every destination will necessarily have a task. Teams will need cars to travel between destinations. Pre-registration is required. To see if there's more room, contact Aaron at 860-806-3223. The Roloff Jansen Community Library is inviting residents of the Ancrum, Copake, and Hillsdale area to a series of community conversations that are being held in May and June. The next one is coming up Saturday, May 11th, 10 till 12 at the Ancrum Firehouse. More information at 518-325-4101. Great Barrington Historical Society presents a lecture featuring Dr. David Levison on Saturday at 2 p.m., Elizabeth Freeman's Case for Freedom, focusing on historic accounts to abolish slavery in Massachusetts during the colonial period. Tickets or more information at 413-591-8702 or gbhistory.org. Maplebrook School celebrates the grand opening of the AIM Gallery Saturday from 2 to 4. With 12-foot walls and over 3,200 square feet of exhibition space, along with movable partitions, the gallery is able to accommodate artistic expressions of all scales and formats. Painter Seth Ruggles Hiller and sculptor Bob Hill will both be on hand at the opening to talk about their work. Gallery hours will be Thursday through Saturday, 11 till 6, and Sunday, 12 to 4, or by appointment. Now, you can also visit the 15th Annual Regional Student Art Exhibit, which is running through May 13th, featuring student artwork from Dover Union High School, the Hotchkiss School, Maplebrook School, Millbrook School, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck High School. The Sharon Burying Ground will host an open house May 11th from 1 till 4 at the Ground Chapel on Cemetery Road. Directions will give tours of the newly renovated chapel and show the people the columbarium, which is now in place, Parking is limited on the road, but more parking space will be available within the cemetery. More information, 860-364-0635. Thoreau's last lecture, Fall Color in the Autumn of Life, a lecture by David K. Leff, is being held on Saturday at the Douglas Library in Canaan at 4 p.m. St. John's Lutheran Church annual roast beef barbecue in Ankrumdale, New York, being held Saturday. Take out or eat in. Ticket donation, $15 for adults, $7 for children under 10. All takeouts are $15. Takeouts at 4:30, eat in at 5:30. For tickets or more information, 518-789-4769. Sheffield Boy Scout Troop 28 will serve up their 6th annual fish fry dinner on Saturday from 5 till 7 at the American Legion, Route 7 in Sheffield. Tickets will be available at the door, $12 for adults. Youngsters 4 to 12 dine at half price. You can get family pack for only $35. Takeouts will be available. Christine Bachrach returns to the Rojan Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, featuring a cabaret-style show and selections from the Great American Songbook. That event takes place on Sunday from 4 until 6:30. 2019 Spring Choral Concert at Hotchkiss School, 21st Century American Choral Music, presented by the Hotchkiss Chorus on Sunday, May 12th at 7 p.m. in the Hotchkiss School Chapel. It's free and open to the public. For more information, 860-435-4423. On the web, hotchkiss.org/arts. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 473.39 yesterday to 25,965.09. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7963.76 and the S&P 500 at 2884.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.